Corridors of Death by Ruth Dudley Edwards, read by Bill Wallace. Monday afternoon, Chapter 1. The Chancellor of the Exchequer summed up the discussion with a smoothness and wit which efficiently masked his fury. His invitation to the assembled industrialists, trades unionists, ministerial colleagues, and civil servants to adjourn for drinks and lunch concluded the meeting, and was swiftly followed by a well-bred stampede of aching bladders in the direction of the gentleman's lavatory. Amos knew his place as a civil servant, and a junior one at that, too well to seek early relief, and trailed behind the less urgent cases to the outer room, where he moved swiftly towards the drinks table. It was one thing to yield to his seniors in the rush for the bog, but he was damned if he was about to allow his sense of propriety to extend to holding back from grabbing the quickest and largest drink available. After what he, as a member of the Department of Conservation's team of officials, had suffered that morning, he needed what solace he could find. "Embarrassing business, wasn't it?" said a pleased Treasury voice at his side. And with suppressed irritation, Amos directed at the smirking face of Peregrine Price Jones the appropriate bland smile with its implicit refusal to admit that his own Secretary of State had this time made not an ass, but an egregious ass of himself, in full view of the most distinguished industrial political group in the British Isles. Gin and tonic, he offered by way of distraction, and with it a hastily invented problem on which the Department of Conservation could use some wise but informal advice from a rising young economist. As Price Jones dithered fluently on the one hand giving way to on the other, sentences beginning, "There are 4 points to be considered here," inevitably yielding up 4 and only 4 points, each concisely stated, each unassailable,